Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shalach, on the 27th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor your future calls, and we always appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Yosef Adler, Mor D'Astra of Congregation Rina Yisrael in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Adler reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Adler will conclude with the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Adler.
Thank you very much, Mr. Herman, Naftali. It's a great pleasure to join all of you. As you recite chapters 20, 27, and 130, apparently every single day, I'd like to share a thought with you that emerges from chapter 20, Perek Chaf, the second verse in the pasuk, in the perek. The David HaMelech says, Ya'ancha Hashem biyom tzara. God will answer you on the day of crisis. If you happen to check the last pasuk of chapter 19, it reads, a very famous pasuk, Yu l'ratzon umreifi v'hegyon libi l'fonecha, Hashem tzuri v'goali. God is my rock and my redeemer. So the Gemara in Masechet Berachot on page 4b says that this is the basis of the principle of smichut ge'ula l'tzila, that when we daven shacharit and we recite the concluding bracha of Berachot Shema, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, there should be no interruption whatsoever between that and the beginning of the Amidah. Because first it says, Hashem Tzuri, the Goali, my Redeemer. That's what Goal Yisrael means. And the opening pasuk of chapter 20 is Ya'ancha Hashem Biyom Sarah. God will answer you at a day of crisis. If he's answering you, the assumption is that you made a request. So before we make a request, we should mention the fact that God has redeemed us. And Rashi claims it's simply the juxtaposition of these two verses that generates this halakha of smichut ge'ula l'tfilah. That's why we don't make any insertions, any interruptions after the word Ba'al Yisrael. We begin Shemona Esrei immediately. No, not reciting anything, not answering anything, but going right to the Shemona Esrei. But I'd like to share with you a thought developed by Rabbi Soloveitchik, which explains what the principle of smichut ge'ula l'tfilah is. If you look at the beginning of the book of Exodus, Sefer Shemot, it is chapter 2, at the very end of chapter 2. We know by tradition that the Jews were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Even though God said, you're going to be in Exodus, in exile for 400 years, that's what he told Abraham in Parshat Lech Lecha. Nonetheless, according to tradition, we were there for 210 years. What exactly happened in year 210 that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, now I'm going to redeem the people? Why didn't it happen at 160? Why didn't it happen at 90? And the answer is because they did not yet pray to God. They perhaps developed other schemes which they thought might lead to leaving Mitzrayim. Maybe a slave rebellion. Maybe they would pay them off somehow. But they did not pray. And if you don't pray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond. At the end of chapter 2, it says, Vayhi bayamim harabim ahein, many days had lapsed, and Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim, a new king, a new paro, had arisen, and Bnei Yisrael prayed that particular day, the day the new king assumed office. He had terrible decrees, and Am Yisrael prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they prayed, the Torah says, Vayishma Elohim in Nakatam. God heard their cries. And then immediately thereafter, chapter 3 begins with the story of Moshe, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to engage him to become the leader of Am Yisrael. So if you want to be redeemed, if you want anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to come to the conclusion that there is no one else to solve this particular problem other than God. And hence, once Am Yisrael engaged in petition, God responded by beginning the channels of redemption, which are described later on in the book of Exodus and Sefer Shemot. So this is the value of the principle of smichut geula l'tfilah. And we do the same thing every single day. We acknowledge that I can be the greatest doctor in the world, I can be the greatest scientist in the world, I can be the greatest mathematician, I can be the greatest lawyer, but ultimately, if I need anything resolved, the most successful way to assure that is to acknowledge I can't do it myself, and I rely only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And particularly in today's times, when we are still facing the incredible consequences of COVID-19, we should feel very comfortable with the fact that we do engage in prayer. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't seem to respond positively every time that we daven, but we still firmly believe that tefillah works, and let us be the recipients as well by our declaration of our total subservience unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we petition, we hope, as we will say later, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara. May God respond in this day of crisis to us. So I'd like to lead you in the recitation of these three prakim of Tehillim, Peret Chaf, of Zion, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 27, and 130. Please say it together with me. Lam Natzeyach Mizmor L'David. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev choshem Elohei Ya'akov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yis'odecha. Yizkor kol minchosecha, ve'olascha yidash neselam. Yitein lecha kilvavecha, v'chol atzoscha yimalei. Niranina bishuasecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati, ki hoshia alunoi mishicho, ya'aneu mishmei kodsho, Big Buros, Yesha Yemino. Eile Borechez, V'eile Basusim, Va'anachnu, B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu, Nazkir. Heima Karu V'Nafalu, Va'anachnu, Kamnu V'Nisodad. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu, V'Yom Kareinu. Chapter 27, Peretz Chav Zayin. L'David, Adonai Ori V'Yishi Mimi Iva, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad. Ikrov Olai Mireim L'Echol Esbisari, Sorai V'Oi Baili, Heima Kashlu V'Nafalu. Im Tachane Olai Machane, Lo yiva libi, im takum olai milchama, bizos ani boteya. Ach ha-shoalti me'eis Adonai, osa avakesh, shifti beveis Adonai, kol yemei chayoi. Lachzos v'noam adonai ulevaker beheichalom. Ki yitzteneni b'suko b'yom ra'a. Yastireni b'seser ahalo b'tzur yiro yemeini. Ve'ata yarum roshi aloi vai z'vivo sai. V'yezdecha b'halei z'chei siruwa. Oshira v'azamra l'adonai. Shema adonai koli ekra. V'chaneini v'aneini. L'cha omar libi bakshu fonai. Es ponecha adonai avakesh. Al taster ponecha mimeni. Al tati avavdecha. Ez rasi ha'isa. Al ticheni v'al ta'azveni. Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni. V'adonai ya'asveni. Horeini adonai dakecha. Unecheni b'orach mishor. L'man sholeroi. Al titneni b'nefesh tzoroi. Ki kam uvi eidei sheker. V'feyach chamos. Lulei ha'emanti. Liros v'tov adonai. B'eretz chayim. Tavei el adonai. Chazak v'yameitz libecha. V'kavei el adonai. Chapter 130. Shir hamalos, mimamakim kirosicha adonai. Adonai shima bikoli, tiyena oznecha kashuvos, lekol tachanunai. Im avonos, tishmar ya, adonai, miya amod. Ki imecha hasilicha, Leman tivarei. Kivisi adonai, kivista nafshi, velidvarov hofolti. Nafshi ladonai, mishomrim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adonai, kim adonai hachesed, veharbeimo fidus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. Mishiberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Aaron v'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirakei et hacholim. Ba'avor she'ani noder l'tzdaka ba'adam u'bizchar zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem yishlach ha'kadosh baruch hu yishlach lehem refuah shleima min ha'shamayim l'chol eivareyem u'l'chol gideyem v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Adler. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova. May the Rabboni Sholem, the Master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Shlomo Meir El-Harar of Beth El Sephardic Congregation in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, uplifting, restful, meaningful, safe, and healthy Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.